Section 4. Indian Empires.
If you were there. You are a merchant in India in about 240 BC. You travel from town to town on your donkey, carrying bolts of colorful cloth. In the heat of summer, you are grateful for the banyan trees along the road. They shelter you from the blazing sun. You stop at wells for cool drinks of water and rest houses for a break in your journey. You know these are all the work of your king, Asoka. How do you feel about your king?
Building background. For centuries after the Aryan invasion, India was divided into small states. Each state had its own ruler, and India had no central government. Then, in the 300s BC, a foreign conqueror, Alexander the Great, took over part of northwestern India. His army soon left, but his influence continued to affect Indian society. Inspired by Alexander's example, a strong leader soon united India for the first time. Mauryan Empire unifies India. In the 320s BC, a military leader named Chandragupta Maurya seized control of the entire northern part of India. By doing so, he founded the Mauryan Empire. Mauryan rule lasted for about 150 years. The Mauryan Empire. Chandragupta Maurya ruled his empire with the help of a complex government. It included a network of spies and a huge army of some 600,000 soldiers. The army also had thousands of war elephants and thousands of chariots. In return for the army's protection, farmers paid a heavy tax to the government. In 301 BC, Chandragupta decided to become a Jainist monk. To do so, he had to give up his throne. He passed the throne to his son, who continued to expand the empire. Before long, the Mauryas ruled all of northern India and much of central India as well. Asoka. Around 270 BC, Chandragupta's grandson Asoka became king. Asoka was a strong ruler, the strongest of all the Mauryan emperors. He extended Mauryan rule over most of India. In conquering other kingdoms, Asoka made his own empire both stronger and richer. For many years, Asoka watched his armies fight bloody battles against other peoples. A few years into his rule, however, Asoka converted to Buddhism. When he did, he swore that he would not launch any more wars of conquest. After converting to Buddhism, Asoka had the time and resources to improve the lives of his people. He had wells dug and roads built throughout the empire. Along these roads, workers planted shade trees and built rest houses for weary travelers. He also encouraged the spread of Buddhism in India and the rest of Asia. As you read in the previous section, he sent missionaries to lands all over Asia. Asoka died in 233 BC, and the empire began to fall apart soon afterward. His sons fought each other for power, and invaders threatened the empire. In 184 BC, the last Mauryan king was killed by one of his own generals. India divided into smaller states once again. Gupta rulers promote Hinduism. After the collapse of the Mauryan Empire, India remained divided for about 500 years. During that time, Buddhism continued to prosper and spread in India, and so the popularity of Hinduism declined. A new Hindu empire. Eventually, however, a new dynasty was established in India. It was the Gupta dynasty, which took over India around AD 320. Under the Guptas, India was once again united, and it once again became prosperous. The first Gupta emperor was Chandragupta I. Although their names are similar, he was not related to Chandragupta Maurya. From his base in northern India, Chandragupta's armies invaded and conquered neighboring lands. Eventually, he brought much of the northern part of India under his control. Indian civilization flourished under the Gupta rulers. These rulers were Hindu, so Hinduism became India's major religion. The Gupta kings built many Hindu temples, some of which became models for later Indian architecture. They also promoted a revival of Hindu writings and worship practices. Although they were Hindus, the Gupta rulers also supported the religious beliefs of Buddhism and Jainism. They promoted Buddhist art and built Buddhist temples. They also established a university at Nalanda that became one of Asia's greatest centers for Buddhist studies. Gupta Society. In 375, Emperor Chandragupta II took the throne in India. Gupta society reached its high point during his rule. Under Chandragupta II, the empire continued to grow, eventually stretching all the way across northern India. At the same time, the empire's economy strengthened and people prospered. They created fine works of art and literature. Outsiders admired the empire's wealth and beauty. Gupta kings believed the strict social order of the Hindu caste system would strengthen their rule. They also thought it would keep the empire stable. As a result, the Guptas considered the caste system an important part of Indian society. This was not good news for women, whose roles were limited by caste rules. Brahmins taught that a woman's role was to marry and have children. Women couldn't even choose their own husbands. Parents arranged all marriages. Once married, wives had few rights. They were expected to serve their husbands. Widows had an even lower social status than other women. Gupta rule remained strong in India until the late 400s. At that time, the Huns, a group from Central Asia, invaded India from the northwest. Their fierce attacks drained the Gupta Empire of its power and wealth. As the Hun armies marched farther into India, the Guptas lost hope. By the middle of the 500s, Gupta rule had ended, and India had divided into small kingdoms yet again. Summary and preview. The Mauryas and Guptas united much of India in their empires. Next, you will learn about their many achievements. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.